愿主的平安跟喜乐与众弟兄姐妹们同在。
May the peace and joy be with you.
我看到好像我们在我们当中有一些新面孔。
I see there are some newcomers today.
在开始的时候，好不好？我们跟旁边的人啊，我们说一下，愿你们平安。
So before we start, can you greet your friends next to you?
不然等一下去完会，也许我们。也看不到了，没有机会谈话。
Otherwise, after the meeting, you'll be all gone.
好，感谢主。那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们实在是感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们来到你的面前，我们要用心灵和诚实来赞美敬拜你。
We come before you with spirit and truth.
愿你今天再次回答我们每一个人的问题。
May you answer our questions today.
也是把你自己启示在我们心里面。
And also reveal yourself into our heart.
因着你的启示，让我们能够看到你的所事。
With your revelation, we can know about you.
我们才能够活在你的所事里面。
So that we can dwell within you.
愿你的名被称颂。
May your name be praised.
我们这样祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想在我们人生里面我们有很多的问题。
I think in our life there are many questions.
我们要得到答案。
And we want the answer.
不只是我们就是年长的，我像年轻的一样有很多的问题。
Not when you are old, even for the young, you have questions too.
我的女儿跟我提到，就说礼拜五晚上好不好有一个有一次的聚会，我们不要查经，我们就是问题解答。
My daughter asked me maybe on one of the Friday Bible study, we won't have any Bible study, but just have questions and answer.
她说她看到她朋友她自己太多的问题了。
She saw herself and her friends with so many questions.
这些问题。是不是希望能够其他人给他们答案
？And then they hope that other people can answer them.
连我自己，我有很多问题。
Even myself, I had a lot of questions.
两个礼拜以前，我们记得是格里汉博士，他来到这个 Kansas City 的地方。
Two weeks ago, we know that Dr. Billy Graham came to Kansas City.
我心里第一个问题就是说，他身体最近就是已经。走下坡很多了，他还能够来吗？
And I asked myself a question that his health been deteriorating, can he still come?
而且今年他已经就是住院两次。
And he was in the hospital twice this year.
在第一天晚上，我们都记得也是下着雨。
And we remember the first night it was raining.
我心里就起了很多的疑问。
And I had many questions myself.
会有人来吗？
Will that people come?
既然来的话，他们听得到，能够下去吗？
And even they came, can they listen?
我心里实在是满了问题。
And I was full of questions.
神他自己做事。
But God did his things.
当这格里汉他上去的时候，雨停了。
When Dr. Billy Graham went up there, the rain stopped.
看那么大的，可以坐七八万人的这个足球场，我看不到很多人。
In this stadium, you can sit about 70,000 people, but I don't see too many people there.
但是第一个晚上也有7000多人。
And、that's about 7,000.
当他呼召的时候
，and as he called,
我看一下表。
I was looking at my watch.
为什么呢？因为他信息只有大概17分钟。
Because his message is about 17 minutes long.
我觉得这么短的信息会有人那么快就信主吗？
Such a short message, will people believe because of such?
看这位年长的主的仆人。
And then when I look at this elderly servant of God,
从这荧幕上看的时候，
And from the screen of the stadium,
满头的白发，
And full of white hair,
他呼召的时候，我觉得好像一个老父亲在等儿子回来。
When he was making the calling, it's just like the father waiting for the son to come back.
就第一个晚上有700多人下去。
So on the first night, there were 700 people who went down.
结果这四天统计下来以后，
And after 4 days, we have the statistics here. There are over 150,000 people attending. About 4,000 first time they decide to believe in God.
3,800人 愿意重新在神的面前再次的就是摆上。
And 3,800 people rededicate their lives.
我是觉得是神实在是在这边他做继续做撒种的工作。
I felt that God continued to sow His seed.
我们怎么会知道在这个城还有许多的灵魂需要呢？
How do we know that there are so many more souls that have a need in this city?
像昨天我继续在我的院子里面继续撒种。
Just like I was sowing my seed in my backyard yesterday.
因为有些屋角还是有一些树下，还有很多地方是没有草的。
Because some corners and under the trees there's no grass there.
我今天已经撒过种了。
I already sowed some seed earlier.
我九月已经撒过了。
In September.
但是还有很多就是还没有长草的地方。
But there's still many patches there's no grass.
我们还是需要去撒种。
We need to continue to sow the seed.
有时候我们觉得我们周围人好像都信了主了。
Sometimes we felt that all the people around us have belief.
福音好像已经传尽了。
Seems that the gospel has been preached already.
但是我们还是需要注意，还是有些地方是那些没有听到福音的。
But we need to realize there's still some places that people who have not heard the gospel.
我们还是需要把这不朽坏的种子撒出去。
And we need to sow this imperishable seed.
我们回过头来看今天约翰福音第十三章后半段开始，一直到十四章的一半。
And we'll continue to read from chapter 13 at the end, and then to continue on to the first half of chapter 14.
这是耶稣门徒三个门徒里面他的问题。
The three disciples, they have their questions to Jesus.
我们从这些问题的回答里面，我们来看主耶稣他如何的启示他自己。
And from the answer, maybe we can see how our Lord Jesus had revealed himself.
我们看一下这个光景是怎么样呢？
Let's look at the situation here.
这是在逾越节以前。
This is before the Passover feast.
这也是耶稣跟门徒他一起用餐的时候。
And Jesus and his disciple was having supper.
这时候耶稣也帮门徒洗过脚了。
And after this isn't that Jesus had washed the feet already.
他也知道他的时间快到了。
And he knew that his time was near.
什么时间呢？
What kind of time are we talking about?
他要上十字架的时间到。
The time that he needed to go up to the cross.
所以他语重心长跟这些门徒讲这些话。
So he poured out his heart to talk to his disciples here.
我们知道犹大这时候也出去了。
We know Judas had already gone out at this time.
所以从13章33节开始，他就开始提到，就是小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在。
So in verse 33, he said, "My children, I will be with you only a little longer."
后来你们要找我，但我去的地方你们不能到。
And you will look for me, but then the place I'm going that you cannot come.
在彼得问问题的时候，耶稣给他们一个新的命令。
And when Peter was asking the question, Jesus gave them a new commandment.
他说要叫你们彼此相爱。
Said you are to love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
但是门徒好像没有听到这主要的命令。
But seems like the disciples did not hear this main message.
他们听到只是说主你要去哪里。
They only heard that the Lord, where are you going?
很多时候我们人生的方向，我们就觉得说啊，我们要往哪里走。
And many times we thought that our life, where is our direction?
我们要走哪一条路？
Which way should we go?
我们怎么去？
How should we go?
我想我们在学校的时候，我们就有这样的一个问题。
I think when we were in school, we have this question.
我们毕业后往哪个方向去？
After we graduated, which direction we should go?
我们到哪边去工作？
Which job should I take?
我们离开了这城，我们到下一站是哪里？
After I leave the city, what is the next city?
彼得也是这样一个问题开始。
And this is the same question that Peter raised.
他13章36节，他就问耶稣说：“主往哪里去？”
In verse 36, he asked, "Lord, where are you going?"
耶稣回答说：“我去的地方，你现在不能跟我去。”
And Jesus said, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow now."
但是后来却要跟我去。
But you will follow later.
我们回过头来看一下彼得他是怎么样的一个个性。
Let's look back in what kind of character does Peter have?
常常他是代表十二个门徒最先开口。
He usually will represent the 12 disciples, the first one to speak.
他有时候他讲的问题或者是回答的问题非常好，得到主耶稣的称许。
And sometimes he will give a good answer, he will be praised by our Lord.
有一次主耶稣问他说，你们觉得我是谁？
And one time our Lord Jesus asked him, who do you think I am?
其他人有讲东讲西的。
And there some people say this and that.
但是彼得他说，你就是基督。
And Peter said, you are Christ.
你是神的儿子。
You're the son of the living God.
是被主耶稣所称许，你答对了。
And Peter praised him because you answered right.
但是下一个问题他却被主耶稣斥责说，撒旦推到我后面去。
But the next question, he was rebuked by Jesus that Satan, you retreat after behind me.
为什么有这么大的改变？
Why is that such a big change?
因为主耶稣说他要走上这十字架的道路的时候，他说主不可，万万不可。
When our Lord Jesus said he need to go up to the cross, Peter said, no, you cannot do that.
也许他看到只是在这地上，他跟随着主耶稣，他能够将来能够有出路。
Maybe he saw only that in this world, if he followed Jesus, then he had a way out.
也许主耶稣是他们这地上的他们的救星。
Maybe he's the savior in this world.
因为这个时候，这个以色列是在罗马帝国的控制之下。
Because Israelites at this time is under the rule of Roman.
也许这跟随的这老师，也许将来可以做王。
Maybe this teacher one day will become king.
或者他也可以有一些什么贡献。
Maybe he has some accomplishment.
所以他好像那个时候他是在阻挡神的道路。
It seems like he's resisting the way of God.
他没有看到主来是为了天国的事。
And they need to see that the Lord comes for the kingdom of heaven.
所以他这回听到主他说，我还有不多的时候与你们同在。
So now they heard that the Lord said, I will be with you just a little longer.
他心里就有点慌了。
And then he was kind of nervous about it.
你要去哪里？
Where are you going?
我要跟你去。
I want to follow you.
很奇妙，耶稣说你现在不能跟我去。
Amazingly, Jesus said you cannot come right now.
但是后来却要跟我去。
But then later you will come.
还有一个性格描写彼得非常的清楚。
Another character that was the description was very clear.
我们看一下马太福音第十八章。
If we look at the Matthew chapter 18,
有一次彼得来到主的面前问主这样一个问题。
And one time Peter came and asked the Lord one question.
马太福音十八章二十一节开始。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 21.
那时彼得近前来对耶稣说，主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？
And then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?
我想他可能常常得罪他的弟兄。
I think he upset his brothers a lot.
或者他讲话太快。
Maybe he spoke too fast.
或者是讲话太直。
Or maybe too straight.
所以他就问主耶稣这样的一个问题。
So he asked the Lord this question.
二十二节，耶稣说，我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十七次。
In verse 22, Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times.
然后耶稣用一个天国的比喻跟他说。
And then Jesus used a parable about kingdom of heaven to explain.
从二十三节开始。
From verse 23 on.
他说，天国好像一个王。要和他仆人算账。
He said, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants.
才算的时候，有人带了一个欠1,000,000银子的来。
As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him.
因为他没有什么偿还之物，主人吩咐把他和他妻子、儿女并一切所有的都卖了偿还。
Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had to be sold to repay the debt.
那仆人就俯伏拜他说，主啊，宽容我，将来我都要还清。
The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay you back everything.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
The servant master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go.
那仆人出来遇见他的一个同伴欠他十两银子。
But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
便揪着他，卡着他的喉咙，说：“你把所欠的还我。”
He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded.
他的同伴就俯伏央求他说：“宽容我吧，将来我必还清。”
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I'll pay you back."
他不肯进去，把他下在监里，等他还了所欠的债。
But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he paid back the debt.
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这件事告诉了主人。
When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened.
于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当赦免你的同伴，向我怜悯你吗？”
Then the master called the servant in, "You wicked servant," he said, "I cancel all the debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
34节，主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
In verse 34, in anger his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们呢。This
is how our heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
所以这个比喻讲得很清楚了。So
the parable is very clear.
彼得很可能就是那位还是揪着他的同伴，卡着他同伴喉咙的那一个。Peter
may be the one who grabbed his fellow servant and choked him.
他如果还是这样的个性，他能够跟着主吗？
This kind of character that he had, can he follow Christ though?
他能够在天国里面能够为神能够做些什么吗？
Can he do anything in the kingdom of heaven?
但是我们看到彼得，他虽然，我们回过头来看约翰福音，主说，虽然你现在不能跟我去。
But if we go back and look at John, and Jesus said, Even though you cannot come with me now,
他说，我实在告诉你，还要三次要否认我。
He told him that three times you will deny me.
但是我们看看彼得，他最后是不是让神所用？
But then we look at Peter's life. Isn't he used by God eventually?
当主复活的时候，
When our Lord rose,
他跟彼得显现。
He revealed to Jesus. He revealed to Peter.
他问彼得说：“你爱我的羊吗？”
He asked Peter, "Do you love my sheep?"
我们知道彼得他三次回答说：“是的。”
We know Peter answered three times, "Yes, I do."
那主说：“你牧养我的羊。”
And the Lord said, "You tend my sheep."
当然我们知道每一次问的时候，彼得都在心里就反复的思考，为什么主一次一次又问我。
And Peter, as the Lord was asking me, he must be meditating on why the Lord had asked him again and again.
到最后他心里就忧愁起来。
And at the end, he was distressed.
我们知道主最后怎么跟他讲。
We know our Lord told him.
我们看一下约翰福音第21章18到19节。
We can see from John chapter 21 from verse 18 to 19.
他说，我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子，随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。In
verse 18 it said, "I tell you the truth, when you are younger, you dress yourself and went where you wanted. But when you were old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go."
所以十九节他说，耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。” Jesus
said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
这时候你可以跟从我了。
And this time you are ready to follow me.
我还没有上十字架以前， 不能跟从我。
Before I went up to the cross, you cannot follow me.
一直到二十一章，我们看到你那时候你可以跟从我了。
Until chapter 21, he said, "Now you can follow me."
所以主耶稣对彼得的回答是在十四章里，我们可以看到。
So the answer to Peter, we can see that from chapter 14.
他说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。”
He said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Trouble, trust in God, also trust in me."
这位他提到，在我父家里有许多的住处。
He said, "In my father's house there are many rooms."
而且他说：“我去了是要为你们预备地方。”
He said, "I go to prepare a place for you."
他说：“他预备好了地方，他要来再接你们到我那里去。”
Since I have prepared a place, I will come back and take you to be with me.
他说：“我在哪里，叫你们也在哪。”
He said that you, wherever I am, you will also be.
这是神给他的应许。
And this is the promise that God had given him.
我在哪里，你也要在哪里。
Wherever I am, that's where you will be.
这是一个服侍主，一个主的仆人应该有的态度。
And this is the attitude for a servant who wants to serve God.
这是主耶稣第一个回答他的门徒彼得他所说的话。
And this is the first answer that our Lord Jesus gave to his disciple Peter.
所以我们可以看到彼得的问题是一个方向的问题。
So we saw that Peter's question is a direction.
然后主耶稣很奇妙在这边讲到就说在这问题后面像第十四章四节他说我往哪里去你们知道那条路你们也知道。
And then in chapter 14 it said that you know where I'm going and the way I'm going you know that way too.
我们一旦知道了我们前面的方向
And once we know our direction
我们是要有路才能走到那个方向是不是走上的方向
Then we need to have a way to go toward that direction.
这个路也许我们现在看起来就是说我们需要去再修点课拿一个什么学位我们才能够走上这条路。
Maybe you think the way is we need to take some lessons and then we can go on that way after that.
或者我们需要做些什么事情我们才能够朝这个方向走。
Or maybe we need to do certain things before we can go on that direction.
第二个门徒就发了这第二个问题。
So this, another disciple asked us a different question now.
这个门徒叫做多马。
This disciple's name is Thomas.
多马他还有一个名字叫做迪图马
And he has another name called Didymus
你还记得上一次我们提到主耶稣他就是把一个已经死去的人拉撒路他从坟墓里面再把他叫出来
Remember one time we were talking about our Lord Jesus had raised a person who was dead and, from the tomb
在那个时候他说我是复活我是生命你们记得吧
At that time he said I'm the resurrection and I am the life Do you remember that?
在耶稣进入这个城去医治的时候多马他说了一句话
When Jesus entered the city Thomas said one thing
他说我们去就跟你同死吧
And he said Okay let's all go and to die with you
为什么呢他看到是犹太人要拿石头打他们
Because he saw that the Jews want to use the stone, to stone Jesus
那主还要去这种的地方吗
And our Lord still want to go to this kind of place
那拉撒路都死了我们还去干什么
And Lazarus had died already Why do we want to go there
事情已经过去了
The things have passed already
我们不需要再去了
We shouldn't need to go anymore
我们去那边只有危险
There's only danger ahead of that
那是多马的态度
This is the attitude of Thomas
你知道多马他的名字叫迪图马一个是希伯来文一个是希腊文
You know his other name is Didymus One is Greek One is Hebrew
意思是双胞胎的意思
And the meaning is twin
所以他其实还有可能还有一个兄弟是 And, 所以他是那个双胞胎的其中一个
So he should have another brother He's one of the twin
所以在圣经里面看到他很多时候他是一个怀疑的态度
So you can see the Bible talk about he's always very suspicious of things
或者我们换一句话说他特别小心
Or maybe we can say he's a very careful person
他要小心求证
And he wants proofs
当主复活的时候跟他显现
When our Lord rose from death he revealed to them
因为他曾经说过除非我看到他的钉痕我能够摸到他的钉痕
Because he has said, if only I can see the scar on his hand, I can touch it.
用我的手探入他的枪伤,
and my hand into his side.
不然我绝对不信,
otherwise, I would not believe.
因为他要看到, 他要证明,
because he wants to see it, he wants the proof before he will believe.
所以这位多马他来问主说,
so Thomas came to ask Jesus, what is this way?
在约翰福音14章第6节, 耶稣就直直跟他说了,
so in verse 6 of chapter 14, Jesus gave this answer.
他说, 我就是道路, 真理, 生命, 若不借着我, 没有人能到父那里去。
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
而且第七节接着说, 你们若认识我, 也就认识我的父。
And then verse 7 said, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well.
他这边主跟他讲, 我就是那道路。
And our Lord told him that I am that way.
我就是那真理。
And I am that truth.
我就是那生命。
And I am that life.
我们听到了这什么叫做, 啊, 道路。
And we heard about what is what do you mean by the way?
在, 啊, 使徒行传的时候, 很多人就是把, 基督徒也叫做 the way.
In the time of the Acts of Apostles, many people call Christians as the way.
因为他们是在走那条道路的人。
Because they are the one who are walk on that way.
这条道路主他说, 我就是。
But then Jesus our Lord said, I am the way.
有一些, 啊, 释迦牟尼他快死的时候,
When 释迦牟尼 When he is about to die,
他是就是回教的, 啊, 创办人,
he's the founder of 佛教,
佛教,
he's the founder of Buddhism.
啊, 他说, 啊, 他找到一条道路,
he said he find a way.
你们也可以走这条道路,
he said you can also go on that way.
但是主耶稣说, 我就是道路。
But our Lord Jesus said, I am the way.
释迦牟尼没有说, 我是道路。
And this person did not say that I am the way.
他说他找到有一条路, 你们可以去走。
He just said that I find a way that you can go on that.
这是一个很大的区别。
That's a big difference there.
主他是我们的道路。
Our Lord is our way.
真理呢?
About the truth.
真理其实是约翰福音里面所写最突出的。
And truth is specifically mentioned in the book of John.
他提到恩典跟真理。
He talked about grace and truth.
这真理其实就是一个真实。
And truth meaning is a fact.
这真理是主耶稣他所做成的事。
And something that our Lord Jesus have accomplished.
他在十字架上为我们舍身流血。
He died on the cross for us and bled for us.
他买赎了我们。
And he had bought us.
是用他的宝血买赎了我们。
By his precious blood.
这是好像一个主耶稣基督的工作。
It seems like that's the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一个事实。
And this is a fact.
所以我们今天我们要看到的是主他的所事。
So what we need to see today is about our Lord himself.
我们才能够接受这真理。
So that we can receive this truth.
真理不是一个道理。
And it's not just
principle or
it's a principle
或者是一个教训,
or maybe a teaching
那个只是一个, 这个真理是神, 是主耶稣他所做成的,
and some truth is something that our Lord had accomplished.
今天我们需要信进入这真理里面。
Today we need to believe to enter into this truth.
最后他说是生命。
And finally he said he is the life.
生命我们很多人比较能够了解。
And most of us can understand life.
我们可以说, 啊, 在他里面, 我们会有生命, 新的生命。
We can say that when we are in him, we will have new life.
我们在他里面, 我们有复活的生命。
And then in him, we have the life of resurrection.
这个新的生命, 复活的生命, 我们比较容易了解。
And this new life, we can understand a little bit better.
接下来他说, 你认识我, 就是认识我的父。
And then he continued to say, if you know me, you will know my Father.
而且他这边特别讲到就说没有人能到父那里去如果你没有走上我这条道路的话。
It also said, no one comes to the Father except through me.
所以这边他也把一个目标已经定出来了。
And here he gives us a goal.
这是我的父那边。
And this is where my Father is.
所以第三个门徒开始问问题了。
Then the third disciple started to ask questions.
如果你要我们走这个方向，走这个道路，到那个目标去的话， 那你把目标给我们看一下。
He said, if you want us to go to this target through this way, show us that way.
如果你说要我们去父那边，你把父给我们看一下。
If you said you want us to go to the Father, show the Father to us.
我们看一下腓力他的背景。
Let's look at the background of Philip.
我们看一下约翰福音第一章第45节那边， 其实43节那边已经讲到腓力了。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 43, start talking about Philip.
约翰福音第一章43节， 我们一直看到 45节。
John chapter 1, verse 43 to verse 45.
这是耶稣呼召他门徒的时候发生的事情。
This is when Jesus called his disciples. What happened there?
有次日耶稣想要往加利利去遇见腓力，就对他说，来跟从我吧。
The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me.
这腓力是伯撒大人和安德烈彼得同城。
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida.
腓力找着拿单叶对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
所以我们看到他是知道律法的人。
So we know that Philip knew about the law.
而且他也认识主耶稣基督。
And he also knew our Lord Jesus.
所以主呼召他的时候，他一下就跟了。
So when the Lord called him, he followed immediately.
不但如此，他还找到另外一个同伴拿单叶一起来。
Not only that, he will find his companion Nathanael with him.
所以他一开始他已经是跟随耶稣，已经是可以说跟得很好了。
So he followed Jesus very well initially.
你还记得五饼二鱼的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of the two fish and the five loaves?
你知道耶稣要试试看这腓力他的信心。
And Jesus wants to test the faith of Philip.
他就问他说, 我们如何来喂饱这么多人?
So he asked him, how can we feed all these people?
我觉得腓力他是头脑很清楚, 而且计算很清楚的人。
And Philip is very clear in his mind, and he's very good in calculation.
如果你们还记得那个故事的话, 他怎么回答呢?
Do you remember how he answered that?
他说, 20两银子怎么够这么多人吃呢?
He said 20 talents is not enough to feed them.
英文是写说8个月的薪水怎么够5000人这么男丁吃呢? 还要加上家属。
In English it's actually said the 8th month of wages is not enough to feed all these people and the family.
所以他是一个很会计算的。
So he knows how to calculate.
而且他知道情形。
And he knows the situation.
他知道我们有多少。 我们前面要服侍的有多少人，他都知道。
He knows how much we have and how much we need to serve.
他心里可能很快地算了一下。
So maybe he calculated very quickly in his heart.
他每个人吃一点都不够的。
Even each one eat a little bit is not enough.
这时候他来到神的面前问他说，把父显给我看。
And at this time he came to the Lord and said, show us the Father.
他可能很有理智。
Maybe he had a very clear mind.
你先把目标给我们，我们 有的方向，有道路，我们就可以到那个目标。
Give us the target, and then give us the direction, and then the way, then we can follow.
但是我们看主耶稣如何回答这样的一个问题。
But let's see how our Lord Jesus answered this question.
他说腓力第九节，14章第九，他说腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？
In verse 9 it said, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time?
人看了我就是看见了父。Anyone
who sees me has seen the Father.
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢?
How can you say, show us the Father?
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me?
我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
The words I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work.
你们当信我。
Believe me.
我在父里面，父在我里面。
When I say I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
我在父里面，父也在我里面。
I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
这是神也是把一个真理启示出来的。
And God show us one of the truth here.
他与父原合为一。
He and the Father is one.
所以他说你信我的人要做这些事，而且比这些更大的事。
He said those who believe in me will do these things even greater things.
所以我往父那里去。
So I go to the Father.
你们要奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
Then you can ask in my name, whatever you ask, I will accomplish.
十三节最后下半段，我是觉得非常重要。
And the latter part of verse 13 I thought is very important.
他说叫父因儿子得荣耀。
So that the Son may give glory to the Father.
可以因着父，可以因着儿子得荣耀。
So the Father can be glorified because of the Son.
这儿子就是主耶稣。
And this Son is our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣直截了当把这三个问题回答了。
And our Lord Jesus has given the answer to these three questions.
但是主他要回过头来把他的命令再次讲一遍。
But then God, our Lord Jesus want to go back and talk about the command he gave.
在十五节他说你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令。
In verse 15 he said, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
这是不是又回到刚刚那条新的诫命呢？
This is going back to the new commandment that he gave earlier.
我们看到十三章第三十四节他这么说。
We saw that in chapter 13 verse 34.
我赐给你们一条新命令。乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
I said, a new command I give you, love one another.
我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
如果我们只有停在彼此相爱，我相信还不够。
If we just stop at love one another only, it's not enough.
我们没有信主，我们也会爱家人。
Even though we have not believed in Christ, we will still love our family.
我们也会爱我们的朋友，我们喜爱的朋友。
We will love the friends that we like.
但是主他怎么爱我们呢？
But how does the Lord love us?
他的爱是表现在十字架上。
His love is shown to us on the cross.
不管那时候是反对他的，是跟随他的，他一样把他的爱彰显给他们。
He showed the love regardless if you oppose him or if you follow him.
所以我们凡愿意相信的，我们来到神的面前，我们就能够得到神的爱。
If we believe and we can come to the Lord and we can receive this love.
他讲这个是要回答谁的问题呢？
So who was he answering when he said this?
其实这是要回答我们众人的问题。
And he is answering the question of all of us.
因为他怎么说，在三十五节。
Because in verse 35 he said,
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Said by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
是的，门徒的问题是很重要，很切身。
Yes, the question that the disciple had is very important.
但是主有一个新的命令更重要。
But then there's a new commandment, it's even more important.
你要彼此的相爱。
You are to love one another.
像我爱你们一样。
As I have loved you.
这是主他要跟所有人讲。
And this is what the Lord wants to speak to all of us.
彼此相爱，你们众人就能够认出我们是他的门徒。
If you love one another, the people will recognize that you are his disciples.
我们人生的方向，走的道路跟目标非常重要。
Our direction of life, the target and the way, they are very important.
但是如果我们不认识这位神的儿子的话，我相信我们就失去了方向，我们也没有道路可以走，更是没有目标。
If we don't know our Lord Jesus Christ, then we don't really have a way to go on, not even talk about the target or the direction.
二十多年前，当我大学毕业的时候
About 20 years ago when I graduated from college,
and there
are about 40 some who will be graduating in the class.
And
everybody was trying to look for a job or look for direction.
有些说他还要再继续深造, 有些说他, 父亲留下来产业, 他可以继续的, 经营。
And some would say they would want to continue to study, some would want to continue their father's business.
大家好像 前面就是方向就是有些定了, 有些还是不晓得要做些什么。
Seems like some had the direction fixed already, but others have not.
那个时候他们知道我要来美国留学。
And at that time they knew that I wanted to come to the United States to study.
有些就是比较口比较快一点的, 班上的同学。
And some who is a little bit quick in speaking.
他说, 哦, 你要去美国的话, 那你是要去当美国人吗?
He said, you're going to the United States, are you going to be an American?
我那时候我心里没有这样打算。
At that time, I wasn't thinking about that.
说我, 学完了课业, 我就回来。
And after I studied, then I'll go home.
没想到今天20多年了, 我还在这里。
And I didn't think about that. After so many years, I'm still here.
我自己常常问自己, 我清楚我的方向吗?
And I always ask myself, do I know clearly what my direction is?
我清楚我走的道路是对的吗?
Am I clear that the way I'm walking on is right or not?
我想最主要的问题是, 我要问自己是, 我有没有真正认识这位神的儿子?
I think the most important question is, I ask myself, do I really know my Lord Jesus Christ?
我相信如果我认识神的儿子, 我就有方向。
I know that if I know the Son of God, then I will have the direction.
我若认识神的儿子, 我就有道路。
If I know the Son of God, then I will have a way.
更是我认识这个神的儿子, 我就能够到父家。
And if I know the Son of God, then I can go to the Father's house.
这是神他给我们的盼望。
And this is the hope that God gave us.
也相信我们每一个人, 我们愿意接受他, 我们也可以有这样的, 一个神的应许。
I believe that if we all receive Him, then we will receive this promise also.
求主开我们的心,
May God open up our hearts.
开我们的眼,
open up our eyes.
让我们看到他是那位拯救我们的神,
to see that He is the one who saved us.
他就是道路真理生命,
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们认识他, 就是认识了父,
if we know Him, then we know the Father.
让我们一起低头祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
主我们感谢你, 你回答了不只是你门徒的问题而且是众人的问题。
Lord, we thank you because you not only answer the questions of the disciples but also to all of us.
或者我们今天还有人, 我们心里想, 我们去哪里?
Maybe there among us was asking, where are we going?
我们要走什么样的路?
What kind of way are we walking on?
我们到底我们人生的目标是什么?
What is the purpose of life that we have?
如果我们还没有找到答案,
if we have not found the answer yet,
我们愿意来到主耶稣你面前,
we're willing to come to you, our Lord Jesus.
主,我愿意你自己成为我们的道路,真理,生命。
Lord, may you become our way, our truth, and life.
我们愿意在信心里面接受你,
we would believe in you and with our faith.
我们愿意在爱心里面领受你的爱,
to receive your love in, with your love.
我们愿意在盼望里面能够接受这永远的盼望,
and with the hope that we can receive them.
主,因为唯有你才能够给我们这些清楚的方向,
because only you can give us that clear direction.
唯有你才能够给我们这清楚的道路,
and only you can give us the clear way.
也唯有在你里面我们才能够到父神那里,
because only in you that we can go to the Father.
让我们的心都能够接受,
may we receive you in our heart.
你回答我们众人的问题,
answer the question that we have.
你自己就是我们的答案,
you are our answer.
主,我们赞美你,
Lord, we praise you.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus Christ's name that we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. 继续祷告。
我们一同起立唱诗696首。